is Radio Nazi International on 1367 kHz.
Only just could we hear that? Very good evening, everybody, and welcome to the English service of Radio Nazi International. The first thing I'd like to say is that all the English DJs are well. And if you're wondering exactly what has happened on RNI today, well, there's a full report in the news at 7 o'clock with Paul May. And I shall be telling you very shortly what was happening. Very tired, nay, exhausted, but sustained with a couple of cups of tea. With you on drive time right the way through until 8. Trying to keep things as calm as possible. We're going to start off this evening with a music maker, Typhon and the Mother Major family, and they're insisting that there's been a change in me.
Can't you see that there's been a change in me? Now believe me, I'll never go away. And I'll do anything you want me to. And my lover is really here to stay. When we met at the sign, I broke your heart and my mind, and you cried, oh, helplessly. Now I'll prove that my love belongs to you. Can't you see that there's been
the Mother Major family. There's been a change in me. Not so as you notice, anyway. Hang on, the desk's falling to pieces. One of my faders fell off. Oh dear, how terrible. Very good evening if you just join us. 6 minutes after 6 o'clock. My name is Terry Davis. And time to let you into a little secret. About 8 o'clock I was woken very rudely. After only being asleep for about 30 minutes. It was so rough. We had a force 9 last night, which went up to about a force 10. And round about 8 o'clock, I'm not exactly sure when, our anchor chain broke. And there was the Mevo 2 drifting all over the place. And for the next 2 hours or so, we were all up on the bridge in life jackets. And drifting steadily near Skavening coast, which was rather nasty. Anyway, luckily we got the engine started. Out in the lifeboat, which we refused to get into. And that was followed by a tug a little while later. At the moment we're being towed to a position, well, our original position, I presume. And there's the Smith Bank of the tug. I must say, it feels like not we're being towed, but that we're being picked up and carried. Oh dear. Anyway, our position, for the purposes of any other shipping that happens to be around, is 52 degrees, 11 minutes north, 52 degrees, 11 minutes north, 3 degrees, 57 minutes east. Just repeat that, 52 degrees, 11 minutes north, 3 degrees, 57 minutes east. That's where we are at the moment, and we're still moving. Well, everything appears to be okay now. I just want to, if you'll excuse me, I'll have a quick message now, going out to my mother and all to all my relatives and friends. Don't worry about a thing, I'm fine. A little bit short of sleep.
Right.
But we all are at the moment. As I say, just before I came down onto the air, we had also some toast made, and lots of kettle full of tea, teapots made, all this sort of thing. And we're slowly getting it together. 8 minutes after 6 o'clock, you're with Drive Time on a peculiar Monday. And if you're driving around, hope you're enjoying yourself. Time right now for this.
RMI's Smash Blade.
Al Green is tired of being alone, and I'm sure I'm not alone this evening. Glad to have you with me, and don't forget to stay tuned.
I'm so tired of being alone, I'm so tired of being alone. I just care. People say that I found a way to make you say that you love me. Said I wanna come back. Show me where it is.
Being alone, that's Al Green there. Time 11 minutes after 6, and if you're in England, well, it's 11 minutes after 5. But it's still Drive Time right the way through until 8 or 7.
Much more music for you, my Bob and I, International Radio.
As long as we can, we're going to bring you music on R&I, because we stay here as always.
I want the love that you deny me, that I need so desperately.
Diana Ross.
The tenderness.
Surrender.
You deprive me. You must pay for the lonely night that I walk the floor for you. And don't you know that you must erase all the distance on my face? So dancer, your love, baby. So dancer, your love. So dancer, your love, baby.
That's Diana Ross, and she says surrender. That's Hitbound this week on R&I. A peculiar Monday evening. It happens to be the 22nd of November. One thing I especially want to do now, thank all the people who came out to help us today. See, there was a helicopter. Plane. Two lifeboats. And of course the tug that's towing us now. Very good evening to you all on the Smith Bank. Can't believe what's been happening out here. A little bit too much to believe in one day, you know. You had a good day as well? Jolly good. I'd like to take time out now to say a very good evening to Robin King. Out there in Zavar Vagos. Something like that. Very good evening to you. I bet you've been glued to the radio. Also to all the people over there in England who I know. Will have been glued to the radio all day. Play the next record especially for you. And it's my favourite. You missed it over in England, but it's been a big hit in Europe. The Moody Blues, with That Story in Your Eyes. Out here on the big boat in the North Sea, somewhere. 6:15. What's happening this evening on R&I? Between 8 and 10 we have Mike Ross with Target 10. 10 till 12 it's a swinging Europe with Paul May. 12 through till 3 Brian McKenzie on Nordsee by night. Don't forget it's all here on R&I. Where for always.
And the beat goes on.
Very much.
Hit pick. This is the new one from Tony Christie. Excellent record, bound to do well. Expect to see it in that Super Hit 50 very shortly. Called Amarillo. It's 18 minutes after 6 o'clock. This is a Monday evening. Have you just tuned in? A very good evening to you.
When the day is dawning, on a Texas Sunday morning, how I long to be there with Marie, who's waiting for me there. Every lonely city where I hang my hat,
of joy that it's changing for the sweet Maria. And the guy who's coming to see her just beyond the highway, there's an open plain, and it keeps me going through the wind and rain. Is this the way to Amarillo? Every night I've been hugging my pillow, dreaming dreams of Amarillo. That sweet Marie who waits for me.
Has the Fairy Mart hit big? Amarillo from Tony Christie. It's 6:20. Say a very good evening now to Rob Eaton and Dave Rogers, who are on shore. Yes, you sure missed something. But as usual, we got a lot to thank our captain, Captain Hardewell, for. Great captain here. This is Redbone. The Witch Queen of New Orleans, number 13 this week on R&I Super Hit 50.
Of New Orleans. Of New Orleans.
The Witch Queen of New Orleans, coming from Redbone, 23 minutes past 6 o'clock. Michael Jackson and Got to Be There, the music maker this week on R&I.
Thank you.
Michael Jackson of the Jackson 5. Most beautiful record. As a music maker, got to be there. Here comes the number 44 sound this week. From Traffic. They say, give me some loving. Going down a storm in Europe. Sound this week from Traffic and Give Me Some Loving. You're with Terry Davis. This is the Drive Time program. The time on Radio North Sea International is 7 p.m.
RNI Worldwide News.
It's a very good evening to you. This is Paul May, and following this newscast, we'll have an account of what happened today aboard the radio ship Mebo 2. Firstly, six of the eight missing Edinburgh school party, which was on a hike through the Scottish mountainsides, have been found dead. Rescue teams found the six bodies in a few feet of snow, which was just a few hundred yards from safety of a hut. Another person said to be with the party was found alive and is in hospital, and is so bad off he can't even say his name. Search for the other person continues. In the North Sea, two oil rigs had to be abandoned for the fear of being rammed by the British tanker Festivity, which is drifting out of control after being abandoned last night off the English coast. Radio Pakistan has launched out at India for what they term an all-out offensive against East Pakistan today. The total force used against the Pakistani soldiers was two tank forces and one battalion of men. India makes no comment about this, but said today's losses were totaling 120 dead. Concorde 2 made a successful flight down the west coast of England, its first time since the plane was grounded almost 2 months ago. This was put by the French and English scientists as an achievement. Finally, today marks the 8th anniversary of the assassination of President Kennedy, and today his only surviving brother, Ted, paid tribute as he stood alone at his gravesite in Washington, D.C. Finally, R&I weather, some rain and very cold temperatures can be expected tonight and through the morning with snow in the highlands. Tomorrow much the same as today, the outlook will be as much today, and we'll have sunny and longer intervals of sunshine. Finally, the activities involving the radio ship Mevo 2 on this Monday, November the 22nd, was that of a frightening but a concerning incident. About 10 minutes to 8 this morning, our anchor chain snapped under the pressure of a Force 11 northwest storm, which had battered us for the last 32 hours. It became adrift and was heading down the coast into the beaches off the coast of Holland. All of the crew, including the disc jockeys, were awakened and told to gather in the bridge. Captain Hartnell had already begun our Mayday message, his call to Scavenham Radio. At 8:20 Central European Time, program ceased from R&I with a distress call being put out by Leo van der Groot. Just before 9 o'clock, a lifeboat called the Bernard van Leer was alongside us. And owing to the bad, rough seas, it could not stay close to us for long. We also at this time had an aircraft, that's the Nippon, the 211, and that was from an air base called the Vakkendag, which was flying above us. Attempts were made to start the engines and turn us headlong into the wind. This process took hours to complete, or actually 1 hour to complete. With the coast and the sand banks just a few miles away, the fair being beach would have seen the end of the Mevo 2. Captain Hartnell and crew managed to turn the bow into the storm, thus beginning a slow but successful move towards the back to the water, that is, the middle of the sea, which was our full attempt. Attempts also made by the crew to drop one of the spare anchors in hopes of holding us in one position. We managed to do this, and we dropped one of the anchors, but it did not do the job. The sea was too rough, therefore the anchor was cut. Scavenham Radio checked into us and said if need arises, to abandon ship, that is, the helicopter was standing by. Our only hope in saving the ship was the assistance of a very large tug, which had been told us was on its way from Rotterdam. The ship at this point had drifted almost 3 miles from its original site, which left us almost 4 hours ago. We left that site almost 4 hours ago. Time was about 2:45 when the tug had to wait for the site, that is, and the process of trying to tie up was now underway. The tugboat was called the Smith Bank, which at this present time is towing us to our place of anchor 4 miles off the coast of Scavenham. All is well on board the Mevo 2 at the present time. Courage showed by this crew, led by Captain Hartnell. My sincere, and I think I speak for all the English and Dutch staff on board, thanks go to Captain Hartnell and the crew for helping us out. And, well, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them. Our thanks also go out to two lifeboats, the Bernard van Leer and the Kogan Juliana, for their assistance this morning, and for us to the Neptune 211, the aircraft which gave us hope as it was flying above us. Very difficult to recall the activities of today, being still rather shaken from the things that happened. That's why I tried to write down as many facts as I could remember and try and do ad lib with a still a fuzzy mind is rather difficult, and I'm sure Terry will feel the same way, don't you, mate?
Yeah, well, I'd just like to, agree with what you said.
To try and put it in words, it's very difficult. Yeah. I mean, I'm still shaking from it, but I guess it's over and done with, and we owe our sincere thanks to many people, the Captain Hartnell and the crew, and of course the two lifeboats mentioned, and of course the Neptune 11, which is flying above us, and to the Smith Bank, which is presently towing us, which is about 2 miles ahead of us with our line, and trying to tow us back home. So we just keep pumping out the music, and we try and get a hold of ourselves. It's very difficult because I'm still wrapped up with emotions, and I'm sure everyone else is on board the ship. Don't you agree, Chair?
Yes, true. Well, it's 7:05 now, and
well, that's all I knew. The next bulletin will be at 8 o'clock.
Okay, fine. Let's push the button. Thank you very much indeed, Paul.
Hey, Roger. Hit pick. Yeah.